When will I turn away from sins, Ya Rab? When will I, O Allah, become good, Ya Rab?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, The Fear of Allah Azawajal. Before we begin, inshallah Azawajal, let's listen to a narration about the blessings of reciting Durood Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It's mentioned that the angels keep sending mercies upon a Muslim until he continues to recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, it is a person's choice whether he recites Durood Sharif less or more. So in other words, we've learned, alhamdulillah, that the more you recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the more mercies will descend upon you, inshallah azawajal. So my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, continue to recite Durood Sharif upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whenever you get some free time, try to use that time to send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Inshallah azawajal, in today's episode, we will be talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's taqwa. How the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to fear Allah. How his taqwa level was like, inshallah azawajal. It's mentioned by Qazi Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi that the imam of worship, the imam of taqwa is knowledge. Meaning the fear of Allah will only be in a person's heart when that person has knowledge. The more knowledge a person has, the more worship he will do, and the more knowledge a person will have, the more fear of Allah azawajal he will have in his heart. It's mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Fatr, verse number 28, translation from Kanzul Iman. And similarly, the colors of the men and the beast and cattle are different. Only those amongst his bondsmen who possess knowledge fear Allah azawajal. Indeed, Allah is all forgiving and most honorable. My dear respected Islamic brothers, it's mentioned in Sahih Bukhari that once the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Sahaba of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in regards to his abundance of worship. They said to him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how come you worship Allah azawajal so much? How come you spend your time worshipping Allah azawajal? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he replied and he said, I am the one that fears Allah the most, and I have the most knowledge about Allah. Now, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the most knowledge about Allah from the entire creation, hence he feared Allah the most, and he had the most hope in the mercy of Allah azawajal. This is because he had the most knowledge about the mercy of Allah and the anger of Allah azawajal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam once said to his companions that if you knew what I know, then you would laugh less and you would cry more and you would run towards the jungles. Meaning that if you knew what I know, if you knew about the difficulties of the grave, if you knew about the difficulties of the hereafter, then you would cry more, you would laugh less and you would run towards the jungles and you would scream a lot if you knew what I know. And it's mentioned that Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala, who narrated this hadith, who narrated this narration, he mentions that when I heard this narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, gosh, only if I had become a tree and I had become cut. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he recognized Allah the most. He had the most knowledge about Allah. This is why he had the most taqwa from the creation of Allah azawajal. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, the condition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that mostly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would remain sad. And the reason for this was that he would remain sad about his ummah. And it's mentioned by Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that when the strong winds would blow and when it would rain heavily, the face of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would change. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at times, he would go outside his house. And at times he would come inside his house. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the reason for this, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the winds blow, when the rain is heavy, you go outside the house, then you come inside the house. What is the reason for this? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied and he said, I fear that this bad weather may be punishment of Allah that has been sent upon my ummah. Allahu Akbar. We wasn't even born, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would remember us. He would remain sad for his ummah. But my dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, how much do we remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam today? How much do we think on a daily basis? How much do we think about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How much is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our thoughts? It's a question for all of us, that how much do we remember the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It's mentioned by Sayyidina Attar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates that once with me there was Sayyidina Ibn Umar and Hazrat Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we went to the court of Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we asked Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu to tell us something about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now my dear respected Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, he says further that when she heard this, she started to cry. And she said that one day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and he asked me that give me permission so to leave so I can worship Allah azza wa jal. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she said that I replied and I said that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you being close to Allah is more beloved to me and all my wishes. Then she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he stood in the corner of the house. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began to cry in the fear of Allah azza wa jal. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he performed wudu. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to recite the Holy Quran. And it's mentioned that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to recite the Holy Quran, he began to cry so much, he began to tremble so much, that his blessed tears reached the ground. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala, she mentions that then Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala became present. And when he seen that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying and his tears were reaching the ground, he asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my parents be sacrificed upon you. Why are you crying? Ya Rasulullah, because of you, the previous people who came and those that are going to come, their sins will be forgiven. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied and he said, should I not become a person who thanks Allah azza wa jal? Who can stop me from crying? When Allah azza wa jal has revealed the following ayahs of the Holy Quran, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 190 and 191, translation from Ghanzul Iman. Indeed, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the mutual alternation of night and day, are signs for the people of intelligence. O our Lord, you have indeed given disgrace to whomever you have put in Jahannam, and the unjust have no helpers. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O Bilal, the fire of Jahannam can only be extinguished by tears. There is destruction for those people who read this ayah and they don't contemplate. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once the Sahaba, once the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have become old. This is because from the blessed beard and the blessed head of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was some white hair, even though these were less in number. But the Sahaba, they asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have become old. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied and he said, that Surah Hud and the surahs like this have made me old. And what's the reason for this? My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, the reason for this is because Surah Hud and the similar surahs, they talk about the punishments of the hereafter. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would read these surahs and he would contemplate and he would cry in the fear of Allah azza wa jal. It's mentioned that Hazrat Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says that during a journey, I was once with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at night, whilst we were traveling, at night the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did miswak, he performed wudu, and he started to pray his namaz. Now let's listen to how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how his worship was like, how he would worship in the court of Allah azza wa jal. It's mentioned that he did the miswak, he performed wudu, and he started to offer his salah. He mentions that in the first rakat of his salah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the first rakat of his salah, he recited the whole of Surah Baqarah. Allahu Akbar, my dear Islami brothers and the viewers of Madani channel. Surah Baqarah, in the first rakat of the namaz of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he recited the whole of Surah Baqarah, and he did not finish there. He mentions further that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into ruku, how long was the ruku of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The Sahabi says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in ruku for how long? For the duration of time that it takes for a person to read Surah Baqarah, that's how long the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in ruku. And then he further mentions, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back up. Then when he went to sajda, how long was the sajda of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? It's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in sajda for the duration of time that it takes to recite Surah Baqarah. Allahu Akbar. This was the namaz of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he doesn't finish there. It's mentioned further that in the second rakat of the namaz, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he read the whole of Surah Ali Imran. Third rakat of his namaz, he read the whole of Surah Nisa. And in the fourth rakat of his namaz, he read the whole of Surah Maida, my dear respected Islamic brothers. This was the namaz, this was the salah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole night the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was worshipping Allah, and behind him was Hazrat Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu reciting, reading namaz with him. And my dear Islamic brothers, Hazrat Auf bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that whenever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite an ayah of mercy, he would ask Allah for his mercy. And when he would reach an ayah of punishment, he would stop and ask Allah safety from the punishments of the year after, both for himself and for his ummah. Now, my dear Islamic brothers, what have we just heard in this narration? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first rakat, the whole of Surah Baqarah he recited. Second rakat, he read the whole of Surah Ali Imran. Third rakat, Surah Nisa. And in the fourth rakat, he read the whole of Surah Maida. This was the namaz of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think to yourself, when we stand up for namaz, when we stand up for salah, we need a short surah so we can finish our namaz quickly. But this was the namaz of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Think to yourself, Surah Baqarah is approximately 286 ayahs of the Holy Quran. Surah Ali Imran is approximately 200 ayahs of the Holy Quran. Surah Nisa is approximately 176 ayahs of the Holy Quran. And Surah Maida is approximately 120 ayahs of the Holy Quran. And this is how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read his namaz. This is how he worshipped Allah azza wa jal. My dear respected Islamic brothers, the sad reality today is the majority of Muslims today, they don't read their namaz. They don't offer their namaz. Today, my dear Islamic brothers, a football match, a cricket match, 3-4 hours long, we don't even miss even a second of that match. But for namaz, we don't have time. A football match, we won't even miss any part of that football match. A cricket match, we'll spend there 4, 5, 6 hours. We won't even miss a ball. We won't even miss anything of that match. But when it comes to namaz, we don't have time to read namaz. We don't have the tawfiq to read namaz. We don't have the opportunity to offer our salah in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, before I mention the next point, you know, today in the world that we live in, many people, they follow various types of celebrities. Some follow a singer, some follow dancers, some follow footballers, some watch follow cricketers. People are following different types of celebrities in their eyes today. And that celebrity, that footballer, that cricketer, that singer, that dancer, he grows his hair in a different way. All his fans will grow their hair in that manner. He grows his beard in a different manner. All his fans, it becomes a new fashion out there. Why? Because we like that person, we love that person, so we follow that person. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, this is the so-called role models of this dunya. But who is our role model? Our role model is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let me tell you the favorite thing of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned the Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Delvi rahmatullah alayhi, he says, how much interest the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had in namaz. He had not that much interest in anything else. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he loved offering his namaz. He loved offering his salah. He loved praying in the court of Allah. He loved standing in the court of Allah. He loved doing sajda in the court of Allah. But we say we love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We say we love him. We say may our lives be sacrificed upon him. But my dear Islamic brothers, how much do we need our namaz? How much do we offer our salah? Today what happens, I just mentioned to you, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the four longest surahs of the Holy Quran in his 4 rakat namaz. With his weapons today, we go to the masjid, we pray our salah. Imam sahab does a long surah. We go to the Imam sahab, what are you doing? Are you okay today? Why you read the long surah today? Why you took your time today? Meaning that we don't even have love for namaz. Imam sahab reads a long surah, we go and complain to him that, Imam sahab, what are you doing? Why are you reading a long surah for? This is our namaz. And look at the namaz of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she narrates that one day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did qiyam the whole night. And he kept reciting one ayah. That ayah was Surah Maida, verse number 118. And the translation from Kanzul Iman, if you punish them, then indeed they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, then indeed you are overpowering the wise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spent the whole night worshipping Allah azza wa jal, reciting this ayah. And he spent the night crying whilst reciting this ayah. My dear respected Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, described in the book Ibn Majah is a hadith narrated by Sayyidina Bara bin Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He mentions that we participated in a funeral along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sitting beside the grave. And it's mentioned, he cried so much, he wept so much, that the earth became wet by his tears, welling up from the blessed eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make preparation for it, I the grave. Now my dear respected Islamic brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's sitting near a grave after a funeral, and he cries so much that the soil became wet. And he's telling us to make preparations for our hereafter. But my dear respected Islamic brothers, today, how much do we contemplate upon our grave? How much do we think about our grave? How much do we think about the hereafter? How much do we think about what's going to happen to us inside our grave? My dear Islamic brothers, so much reminders are there today about death. But how much do we remember our death today? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has told us to make preparations for our hereafter, for the grave. But how much preparations do we make? We know that very soon we are going to die. We are going to leave this dunya. But think to yourself, what preparations are we making for our grave? My dear Islam brothers, today we get a phone call. A phone call, or we get a message. And the person, he tells us that so and so person, he's passed away. We think to ourselves, him, he was okay a few days ago. I met him a few days ago. I met him at so and so place a few days ago. He's passed away. We are told, yes, he's passed away. Then what do? We go for Fatiha. We go to the masjid, we go for Fatiha, we raise our hands, we make dua for that person. But my dear Islamic brothers, all this is happening. But a question, when we receive that phone call, when we receive that message, did we think to ourselves that today, someone is giving the news of someone else passing away, but tomorrow, the news of my death will also be publicized. Today with our own hands, with our mobile phones, we phone brothers, we message them that so and so has passed away, the Fatiha is at so and so place. But have you ever thought to ourselves, today I am sending the message, today I am calling and giving the news of so and so passing away. Very soon I will leave this dunya and the news of my death will also be publicized. Today we go for Fatiha, we raise hands, we do dua for the deceased. But have you ever thought to ourselves, we are in the Fatiha, whilst we are doing Fatiha, that today I am raising my hands for so and so people, a person. These people have gathered here for the dua of so and so person. Very soon, when I leave this world, people will also be gathered for me if I'm lucky. Today, my dear respected Islamic brothers, with these hands, with our own hands, we go and we wash the bodies. We wash the bodies. We give the person, we shroud him. But have you ever thought to yourself that today, I am washing so and so. I am washing this deceased person. Very soon, my body will be lying there. And someone will come and they will wash my body for me. Someone will come and they will shroud my body for me. When's the last time that we thought about this? Then what happens? We give the news about the janazah. So-and-so person's janazah is at so-and-so place at so-and-so time. For my dear respected disciples. But then we go. Alhamdulillah, we pray the janazah prayer. But have you ever thought to ourselves that today, I am offering so-and-so person's janazah. I am offering their janazah. But very soon, I will be there and the people will be praying my janazah. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever contemplated about this? The sad reality today is that when we go for the janazah prayers, the namaz is happening, Salatul Zuhar, Salatul Asr, Salatul Maghrib, Salatul Isha, Salatul Fajr. But my dear Islamic brothers, we don't pray the Salah but you only pray the Salatul Janazah. Why? Because the people got to see my face. They've got to know that so-and-so person's come. We went for him, now they've got to come for us. This is the mentality that we've got. Then what happens, my dear Salaam, there's announcements made. Come and view the face of this person for the final time. We go, we look at the deceased person's face for the final time. Have we ever thought to ourselves, today I'm looking at his face for the final time. Very soon, I will be in the coffin. I will be there very soon. People will come, they will read my janazah for me, and then they will come and they will look at my face for the final time. Then what do? We go to the graveyard. Family got to see my face. They came in, my mother, my father passed away. Now I've got to go to the graveyard as well to show my face. That's the intention that we have. But my dear Islam, we go to the graveyard. With these hands, we put the deceased into the grave. With these hands, we throw the soil onto the body. We throw the soil. Muhammad Islam, have you ever thought to yourself that the way this person has been put in his grave, with these hands we have put him inside his grave, very soon someone will come and they will put me inside the grave as well. Very soon, the way we have thrown the soil onto the body of this person, very soon people will come, they will put me into the grave and they will throw soil onto my body. How much preparations are we doing for our hereafter? How much are we preparing for our hereafter? Just think to yourself, in this world, for example, if someone lives for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, okay, if someone lives to 100 years, at the end of the day, there's death. At the end of the day, a person will have to die. And who knows how long we will have to stay in our grave until the day of judgment. When the day of judgment will come, we don't know. Maybe hundreds of years we will have to stay in our grave. Maybe thousands of years we will have to stay in our grave. But my dear Islami brothers, we're going to have to stay in our grave for a very long period. But what preparations are we making for our hereafter? So Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we have this environment of Dawat Islami. Stay attached to Madani Islami with us. Attend the Ishtimaat of Dawat Islami. Keep watching Madani channel and make preparations for you hereafter. Alhamdulillah, today we have heard about how the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's taqwa was like. How he used to pray his namaz. How he used to worship in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah Azza wa Jal allow us to do those actions that please him. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, in the coming episodes, we will be talking about how our pious predecessors, how their taqwa was like, how the sahaba, how their taqwa was like, inshallah azza wa jal. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When will I...